Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the AI Hardware Show. I'm your host, Skylar Monroe, and this is the place where we dig into the silicon, the servers, and the semiconductor stories that are actually moving the needle in AI. Quick shout out to our sponsors today, Limitless AI, helping businesses integrate AI into their workflows in ways that actually make sense, and Ago Consulting, that's Ago, the folks you call when you need serious silicon development expertise. All right, we've got a packed episode today. Samba Nova is doing something really interesting with aging NVIDIA GPUs. There's some Grok news worth unpacking. Black market chip prices in China are getting wild power consumption numbers that will make your jaw drop. And we're taking a look at the NVDA versus AMD investment picture heading into the second half of 2026. Let's get into it. Okay, story one, and this one genuinely caught my attention when I saw it come across my feed. Samba Nova, the Intel-backed AI chip startup, is showing off some benchmark results that are pretty compelling. Third-party testing of their heterogeneous compute platform, combining NVIDIA H200 GPUs with Samba Nova's own SN50 RDUs, is clocking in at 763 tokens per second on Minimax M2.7. And that number matters a lot, so let's talk about why. First, let's back up and talk about what Samba Nova actually makes. Their chip is called an RDU, a reconfigurable data flow unit. It's not a GPU, it's not a traditional accelerator in the NVIDIA mold. It's designed around the idea that for certain AI workloads, especially inference, you want data to flow through the chip in a highly optimized, almost pipeline-like fashion, rather than the way a GPU handles things with massive parallelism across thousands of cores. Think of it like the difference between a wide highway with lots of lanes versus a high-speed rail line that's purpose-built for one route. Both move things fast, but in very different ways. Now, the interesting thing here isn't just that Samba Nova is fast. It's that they're not trying to replace NVIDIA GPUs entirely. They're pairing with them. H200s are NVIDIA's latest and greatest data center GPU. Pairing that with Samba Nova's SN50 RDUs in a heterogeneous setup is a smart architectural play. You're essentially letting each piece of silicon do what it does best. The H200 handles certain compute-heavy tasks, and the RDU handles the data flow-intensive inference side. It's like running a kitchen where the grill chef and the prep chef each stick to their specialty instead of everyone trying to do everything. Now the headline from the Register frames this as breathing new life into aging NVIDIA GPUs. And I think that framing is both a little dramatic and also kind of fair. The H200 isn't exactly aging, but the point is that pairing it with specialized inference silicon can meaningfully extend its useful life and improve overall system performance without just buying more NVIDIA hardware. For hyperscalers and enterprises sitting on existing NVIDIA investments, that's a really attractive proposition. 763 tokens per second on Minimax M2.7 is a benchmark number, and we always have to take benchmarks with a grain of salt. They're tested under specific conditions that may not match your production environment. But directionally, it signals that heterogeneous compute architectures are maturing. The idea that you need to pick one chip vendor and go all in is becoming less of a given. And for the broader AI hardware ecosystem, more competition and more creative architectural approaches is genuinely good news. Samba Nova has been pretty quiet in the press lately, so seeing them post competitive numbers is a sign they're still very much in the fight. All right, story two. And I'll be honest, when I first saw this headline, I did a double take. The story references something called NVIDIA Grok 3 LPX as an inference accelerator for agentic AI. Now, if you've been following the chip space, you know Grok is typically a separate company from NVIDIA. Grok makes their own inference chips called LPUs, language processing units. So the framing here is a little unusual, and the sourcing is from a Google surfaced NVIDIA page. So there may be some context or product naming nuance at play here that we don't have full clarity on from just the summary. What I can tell you is that the term agentic AI is increasingly driving hardware design decisions, and that's worth spending some time on. Agentic AI refers to systems where the AI isn't just answering a single question, it's taking sequences of actions, making decisions, calling tools, running multi-step reasoning chains. Think of it less like a calculator you punch numbers into and more like an employee who takes a task, figures out the steps, executes them, and comes back with a result. That behavioral shift has massive implications for hardware. Traditional inference hardware was optimized for what's called throughput. How many requests can you process per second across lots of users? Agentic workloads care more about latency. How fast can you get a single chain of reasoning done because each step depends on the previous one? You can't parallelize across steps the same way. It's like the difference between a factory assembly line making 1,000 identical widgets versus a custom workshop crafting one complex thing from start to finish. So whether this is NVIDIA in partnership with Grok or some product naming that got garbled in aggregation, the underlying story is real. Hardware vendors are actively repositioning their inference products around agentic workloads. Low latency, high responsiveness, efficient token generation for long reasoning chains. These are the new benchmarks that matter. If you're building or buying inference infrastructure right now and you're not thinking about agentic use cases, you might be optimizing for yesterday's problem. The LPX designation, if we take that at face value, typically suggests a low power or efficiency focused variant. And that makes sense for agentic deployments where you might have lots of lightweight agents running simultaneously rather than one massive batch inference job. Keep an eye on how inference hardware product lines evolve in this direction. I think we're going to see a lot more segmentation between throughput optimized and latency optimized. Silicon over the next 18 months. Okay, story three, and this one has a bit of a geopolitical thriller energy to it. Prices of NVIDIA's restricted AI chips are surging on China's black market amid the ongoing export crackdown. This is a story that's been building for a while, but the numbers are apparently getting pretty dramatic. Let's set the stage. The U.S. government has been implementing increasingly strict export controls on advanced AI chips going to China. The key products affected are NVIDIA's high-end data center accelerators, your H100s, H200s, the Blackwell generation chips. The restrictions are designed to slow China's ability to build out advanced AI compute infrastructure, which is seen as having national security implications. Now, when you restrict supply of something that has enormous demand, you create a black market. That's just economics 101, and what's happening in China is that chips are being smuggled in through third countries, resold through gray market channels, and in some cases, chips that were technically sold for other markets are finding their way into Chinese data centers. The prices reportedly being paid are substantially above the official retail price, which was already eye-watering for H100s and H200s. Here's the thing that makes this technically interesting beyond just the cloak and dagger stuff. NVIDIA actually designed downgraded versions of their chips specifically for the Chinese market to comply with export rules. Products like the A800 and H800, which had reduced memory bandwidth to fall below the regulatory thresholds. And there have been multiple rounds of tightening where the U.S. government moved the goalposts as NVIDIA came out with compliant versions. It's been an ongoing cat and mouse game. The black market surge tells you something important about the underlying demand signal. Chinese AI labs, tech companies, and military-adjacent research institutions genuinely need this compute. They're not satisfied with the downgraded alternatives. Huawei's Ascend chips are getting better, and there's a real push for domestic alternatives. But right now, there's still a significant capability gap compared to NVIDIA's top hardware. The black market premium is essentially the market putting a price on that gap. For investors in NVIDIA, this is a complicated story. On one hand, lost China revenue has been a headwind for years. On the other hand, the fact that Chinese buyers are paying huge premiums on the black market for NVIDIA silicon is an unambiguous statement about the product's value, and it puts pressure on U.S. policymakers to keep tightening controls because the current restrictions clearly aren't fully effective. Expect this to remain a major geopolitical and market storyline for the foreseeable future. All right, story four, and this is the one where I want you to sit down if you're not already sitting down, because the power consumption numbers Gartner is forecasting are genuinely staggering. Global data center electricity consumption is set to grow 26% this year, reaching 565 terawatt hours, up from 447 terawatt hours in 2025. And the headline number is that by 2027, AI servers alone will consume more power than all conventional data center hardware combined. Let me just let that sink in for a second. In less than 2 years, the AI-specific hardware in data centers will be drawing more electricity than every traditional server, every storage array, every networking switch, all of that combined. That's not a marginal growth story. That's a fundamental reshaping of the global energy footprint of computing. To put 565 terawatt hours in context, that's roughly the annual electricity consumption of a mid-sized European country. We're talking about the entire global data center industry consuming that much power, and it's growing by more than a quarter in a single year. The primary driver is AI accelerators, GPUs, TPUs, custom AI ASICs, which are dramatically more power-hungry than the CPUs they're being deployed alongside. An H100 GPU has a thermal design power of around 700 watts, and H200 pushes that even higher. Now multiply that by the tens of thousands of GPUs in a single hyperscale AI cluster, and you start to see why power is becoming the central constraint in AI infrastructure. It's not the chips, it's not the memory, it's not even the networking anymore. Increasingly, the bottleneck is, can you physically deliver enough electricity to the building, and can you keep it cool once you do? This is driving a massive wave of investment in data center infrastructure, new cooling technologies like liquid cooling and immersion cooling, power delivery innovations, and a real push to locate data centers near abundant power sources. Nuclear power is getting a second look from a lot of hyperscalers for exactly this reason. It provides dense, reliable, carbon-free baseload power, which is exactly what a massive AI cluster needs. The implications for the chip industry itself are also significant. Power efficiency, performance per watt, is becoming one of the most important metrics in AI hardware design. You saw this with the Blackwell architecture from NVIDIA, with custom silicon from Amazon, Google, and Microsoft, and with startups pitching more efficient alternatives. The power wall is real, and it's going to shape chip design decisions for the next decade. If your chip does great on raw performance but runs hot and draws a ton of power, you're going to face headwinds in a world where data center operators are rationing kilowatts. All right, last story of the day, and this one is more of a market and investment lens. Intellectia AI has published an analysis of AI chip stocks for July 2026, specifically comparing NVIDIA, ticker NVDA, and AMD. This is the kind of analysis that a lot of our listeners who are investors or work in the industry want to understand, so let's talk through the landscape. NVIDIA's position in the AI chip market remains dominant. Their CUDA software ecosystem is still the primary reason. It's not just that the hardware is excellent, it's that years of developer tooling, libraries, frameworks, and institutional knowledge are all built on top of CUDA. Switching away from NVIDIA isn't just a hardware swap, it's a retraining and retooling exercise that most organizations aren't eager to undertake unless there's a compelling reason. But AMD has been making real progress. Their Instinct MI300X accelerator was a genuine competitive product. Strong memory capacity, good performance on certain workloads, and importantly, AMD has been investing heavily in their RSIM software stack, which is their answer to CUDA. The software gap is narrowing, even if it hasn't closed. And AMD has been picking up meaningful hyperscaler wins, which is significant because those customers are the ones with the purchasing power to move markets. The investment picture for NVDA is one of enormous growth that has already been priced in to a significant degree. The stock has had an extraordinary run, and the question every analyst is wrestling with is how much of the AI infrastructure build-out is already reflected in the valuation. The counterargument is that if Gartner's power consumption forecasts are even directionally correct, the scale of hardware investment still to come is massive. AMD's investment thesis is a bit different. It's more of a they're the number two in a market that's big enough that number two is still a great business story. Plus, AMD has a more diversified revenue base across gaming, consumer CPUs, and data center, which provides some cushion. The risk for AMD is that the software moat around CUDA is harder to overcome than it looks, and enterprise customers are sticky once they've standardized. The broader takeaway from any AI chip stock analysis right now is that we're in a period of extraordinary capital investment in AI infrastructure, and the companies supplying the silicon are in a strong position. The risks are real. Export controls, geopolitical disruption, potential for a CapEx air pocket if hyperscalers pull back, and the always-present threat of custom silicon from the big cloud players who would prefer not to buy from NVIDIA forever. But the medium-term demand picture is about as strong as anything in the semiconductor industry in decades. It's a fascinating space to watch whether you're an investor, an engineer, or just someone who's curious about where all this is heading. All right, that's a wrap on today's episode of the AI Hardware Show. We covered a lot of ground, Samba Nova's heterogeneous compute benchmarks, the push toward agentic AI inference hardware, black market chip prices in China, some genuinely jaw-dropping data center power consumption forecasts, and a look at the NVDA versus AMD investment landscape. Head over to the link in show notes for more details on all of today's stories. If you're getting value out of the show, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and share it with someone who geeks out on silicon as much as we do. The AI Hardware Show, brought to you by Limitless AI and Ago Consulting, and I'll see you next episode.